You're listening to the Freedom Unaffiliated podcast, where you'll hear from the experts at Independence Institute on freedom issues facing Colorado. It's not about left and right. It's about your life and liberties.
Ask Secretary of State candidates about election audits by me, John Caldera, published March 8th, 2026. Now, this part's going to anger people on Twitter, so relax, put the pitchforks down. I'm not relitigating the 2020 election or mail ballots or even Tina Peters, but I am saying people don't trust elections like they used to. And here in Colorado, we could do a rather simple thing to reverse that. And progressives should be the ones who want it most. Saving democracy is all the rage now, and as far as political slogans go, it's a pretty damn good one. But saving democracy isn't just about protecting Colorado from Donald Trump, whatever that vagary means. It's about fortifying our democratic institutions so voters' true will is clearly and verifiably stated. Now, this is where I usually rant about how our legislature is going around the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, and that's a more clear and present danger to democracy than anything Trump is doing here in Colorado, but why state the obvious? Those hell-bent on taking your money will do anything to make sure you can't vote on it. So again, save democracy by protecting Tabor. Confidence in elections isn't determined by how often some official says the system works. It's determined by whether the public believes the system is beyond suspicion. Our republic depends upon that. And the Colorado Secretary of State's office just insisting that our elections are fair and honest, well, that's not enough. Saying, trust us, isn't proof. They need to prove it. And they don't. Not really. When you buy stock in a publicly traded company, you have confidence the financial information is accurate because some outside independent auditing firm checks the books and certifies them. Been the law since 1933. Apparently, elections didn't get the memo. Colorado's voting system operates in a way publicly traded companies could never. It audits itself. Now, that doesn't engender confidence. Now, before the Tina Peters acolytes start pointing fingers, I am in no way saying any Colorado elections were rigged or tampered with. I am saying if you want people to believe the results the Secretary of State declares, her office shouldn't be the one doing the auditing. Or put differently, if Trump-hating progressives want to shut up the election-denying MAGA diehards, simply having outside election audits would go a long way. Counties do the hands-on work, but the critical decisions are made at the top. Right now, the Secretary of State determines which races get audited, what statistical method is used, and what risk limit applies. That determines how many ballots get checked. And here's the kicker. The current system incentivizes auditing of the blowout races. If a candidate wins by 9,000 votes, you only must sample a handful of ballots to confirm the results. Easy peasy. If a candidate wins by 30 votes, now you must check a lot more ballots. That's expensive, time-consuming, and annoying. Bureaucrats hate work. So what does the SOS audit most? The landslide elections. The current setup rewards picking races easiest to validate rather than races that need validating. That's not corruption, that's human nature. And a little bureaucratic laziness. And human nature is exactly why we use independent auditors everywhere else. An outside firm or office with its reputation on the line would likely choose differently. Besides, it's just terrible practice for the Secretary of State to audit the Secretary of State. Even Enron's accountants would call that sketchy. The beauty of an outside audit is you remove the political suspicion. An independent commission, or maybe the state auditor's office, would decide which races are audited, the statistical methods, whether best practices are followed. Nothing about ballots, machines, or voter IDs, so the left can't gasp suppression. What changes is who verifies the work, and that matters. If Democrats truly believe Colorado elections are secure, and they say they do, then an independent audit only strengthens that claim. In fact, it's politically brilliant. Imagine a Democratic Secretary of State saying, quote, our elections are secure, and we've removed all doubt by putting audits in the hands of independent experts. That's not voter suppression, that's voter reassurance. And it beats the current line, quote, trust the system, it audits itself. We don't save democracy by telling skeptical voters to shut up, but by making the system more trustworthy. An independent auditor is not an accusation, it's insurance, even for progressives, especially for progressives. If the legislature won't make this change, it's our responsibility to ask every Secretary of State candidate whether they will.
We hope you've enjoyed Freedom Unaffiliated. If so, please share it and like and subscribe while you're at it. For more content from independents, go to thinkfreedom.org. Thanks for joining us.